Ikwazi FM is the soundtrack to your vibrant lifestyle. Mpumalanga. Azish. Where the facts and opinions build the discourse. Ikwazi FM in 60 minutes with Musa Skhosana.
Joining us now on the line is the AfriForum's chief spokesperson for community safety, Jacques Broderick, joining us in conversation. Now, this follows after AfriForum released a statement saying that the illegal military camp in Mpumalanga highlights a dangerous level of incompetence and corruption within the Department of Home Affairs, Department of International Relations and Cooperation, and as well as in other government entities. Jacques, good evening.
Good evening. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, I mean, just talk us through around this view that you formulated as an organization around this high level of incompetence and corruption. What sort of somewhat evidence backs up that there is a somewhat of a corrupt element here?
Well, I think let's paint the background of the picture first before I answer your question. Rumors and reports of military training camps, foreign national military training camps on South African soil has been around for years, and it's always been brushed off by the authorities. And now we've seen firsthand hard evidence that there are actually, well, at least one camp now that we've discovered, everyone's concerned that there might be more. Now, why I say there's corruption and incompetence involved, yes, because the departments have themselves admitted up to this stage that these 95 Libyans entered the country on student visas. They were not vetted. These visas were handwritten and given to them at the consulate in Tunis. Now, that should make anyone's hair raise if you think that these militants could enter the country with handwritten pieces of papers claiming that they have student visas.
Yeah. You know, the other issue, and I'm glad that you've already touched on it in your statement, is the issue of the mission out there in Tunis. Talk us through around your view around the information that is within the various mission in these foreign lands. Do you suspect that there is somewhat relaxed measures around some of the foreign nationals trying to come into South Africa? There are somewhat relaxed measures which ultimately compromises the security of the residents of this country, but also just our country in general.
I think on paper the measures are what they should be. They're strict and there's certain stipulations and things that people need to adhere to. I don't think those regulations are being enforced to a very high standard. Apart from the fact that these groups, or reverse groups specifically, obviously has ties with high-ranking government officials in South Africa. That's how they were able to get into this country. Because if we also look at the government's response to what happened now, it's also very, very telling. They immediately deported these 95 Libyan citizens, which raises red flags. Why didn't they keep them here, interrogate them, kept them here for the investigation, prosecuted them, and got to the bottom of where this is coming from? But they immediately shipped them back. And that's a very red flag, and I think it's not what the South African public needs at the moment. What we need is a transparent investigation so that we can get to the roots of this problem.
Yeah. You know, there's two questions I want to pose to you. One, I'd like to get understanding on this alleged affiliation of the 95 Libyan nationals. Apparently they are somewhat allegedly affiliated to a military group, the Brigade 2020. What does that mean?
Well, I'm not an expert on the specific Brigade 2020, but from what I do know about them is that they have been linked to numerous human rights violations and suspected war crimes. So it's not a good batch of people. It's not the type of people that we want in our country, and we certainly not the type of people we want training in our country with military-style weapons.
Yeah, the issue of the NPA withdrawing those charges, I mean, number one, what do you make of the charge itself? That, you know, the charge, you are taking 95 Libyans to court and you're saying that they falsified the information in their visa application. And then subsequently you withdraw that and you deport them to obviously go back and somewhat shielding them, some would say, away from being prosecuted, as you rightfully said, that they should have been prosecuted in the country. And, you know, after then, you know, maybe we should have found a way of dealing with the issue. What do you make of the withdrawal of the charges, but subsequently deporting them immediately?
I think that's an excellent question, and I think it speaks to the root cause of the problem, and that is that there are government officials involved in this. If we were able to keep those people here and thoroughly investigated and questioned them, I'm sure some names would have popped up, and I think they were immediately deported to prevent that from happening, to protect certain officials and government employees.
Sure. And you've also called for, obviously, organizations that are outside government to consolidate, come together and investigate. How far is that process? And also, what sort of the leadways have you as AfriForum started in ensuring that we do have somewhat of an initiative of that kind?
Yes, we've called for that. We called for a transparent investigation, and we asked for non-political players to be part of this investigation so that we make sure it's a fair and open process, because I think that is something that the South African public needs right now, to stay calm, so that people don't start spreading all kinds of conspiracy theories and cause further panic. Unfortunately, it doesn't seem like that is what government is going to do. They have started an investigation, but they haven't. We've offered for them to get civil society involved and other non-political players. We haven't heard anything from them. So I'm not very hopeful that that is going to happen, but I really do need to stay positive, because the South African public needs to know what's happening in their country.
Without a doubt. Jack, really appreciate you making time to speak to us this evening.
Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
Thanks, man. AfriForum's Chief Spokesperson for Community Safety, Jack Broderick, talking to us this evening around this illegal military camp that was found in Mpumalanga. And as of Sunday, they were deported back to their country, that is Libya. Sure, yeah. What do you make of it? You know,